In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is born. A little different way of celebrating Nativity this year all over the world, really. We are just a small picture of what's going on in our earth right now across the world. Just want to briefly share a little reminiscence and maybe apply it to us today. As some of you, I think you all know, this parish had a number of teams that went on mission trips about 10 years ago or so to an orphanage in Guatemala City, Guatemala. There's an orphanage there taking in street children or abused children, giving them a better life, a chance at life in many cases. And one of our trips, actually Megan was the leader of many of those teams. One of our trips Valerie Fall was on that trip. And we had heard a story of a child they had taken in, and it was really an awful, awful story. There were a lot of awful stories on these children when they came in. And then, of course, once they're there, they're exposed to something many of them had never been exposed to before, which was love. They're exposed to love. They're exposed to genuine care, selfless care. Adults who love them without expecting anything in return. And then, of course, the church services, the singing, the beauty, the participation in the body and blood of Christ all came because they were rescued from horrible, horrible conditions. And it was one of our mission trips, halfway through, Valerie was just had this revelation came to her. And she said, you know, heaven is not always found on the bright mountain. Sometimes heaven is found in the dark valley. And it was exactly what the situation was presenting to us. Sometimes, you think of, Moses going up the mountain or Peter, James, and John being brought up the mountain to the Transfiguration. Sometimes God is found on the bright mountain. Our days of joy, our days of victory, our days of celebration. But Val was right in that heaven is not always found there. Sometimes you have to go through the dark valley to find heaven. And that becomes for us this year, I think, particularly profound, particularly poignant. The Nativity, as we mentioned this past Sunday, is given to us by the church at winter solstice, when it's the darkest, shortest days of the year. And then into that darkness, symbolically, Christ comes at his nativity, and the days begin to get longer. The sun rises higher, and so this light returns to our daily lives slowly but surely, and that's in a symbolic and spiritual way. But we heard in our gospel reading today how it also came in a very real way. The shepherds were watching their flocks, it says, by night. Jesus was born at night. So it wasn't just the symbolic thing, but he physically came into the world when it was dark. And the shepherds got the message from the angels when it was night. And the angels appear to them, they tell them the news, they sing the heavenly song, and then they disappear into the heavens. And the shepherds say, we better see what this is about. Let's go. Let us go to Bethlehem and see what these angels were talking about. And when they get there, sure enough, they find exactly what the angel said. A newborn child in a cave with animals lying in a manger, which is not a normal place to find a newborn child. It was an odd thing. And so they knew that this was the child the angels must have been talking about. And so they tell Mary and Joseph and anyone else that was in earshot what the angels had said to them, that this child was light coming into the darkness. And so for us, this year, wherever we are in our lives, wherever we are in our society, wherever we are with health, wherever we are with injustice, and with wherever we are with civil unrest, and wherever we are with natural disasters, wherever we are with any of these things that we've endured this God-blessed year of 2020, it is into the darkness that we have found Christ. It is in the middle of the darkness that Christ comes. It is at night when the angels appear to the shepherds. It is at night when he is born into this world. You know, as we go in, as our sun's setting here, it's the middle of the afternoon and it's sunset. You know, as we go into this dark night today, physically dark, we realize as dark as it is physically, it is still the brightest night of the world. It's the brightest night of the universe. It's the brightest night that has ever happened because sometimes heaven is not found on the bright mountain. Sometimes heaven comes in the dark valley. Sometimes heaven comes in the middle of the night. And so tonight, as we celebrate, remember, and experience the Lord being born into this world, remember that when your life is dark, or the life of a loved one is dark, or when you're in the valley, that dark valley, that is the time and the place that you are most likely to encounter the newborn Savior. Amen. Christ is born.